personal experiences. A person once told me, "I am a big fan of your writings." I asked him which of my books he had read. He replied, "I have read and reread every word of your book, The Secret of Success. I can recall many passages from this book verbatim." Then I asked, "Have you read the commentary of the Quran that I have written?" He replied that he did possess a copy of my commentary of the Quran, but he went through some passages from it once in a while. Similarly, a person once said to me, "I consider you to be the Dale Carnegie of the Muslims." Many readers make such statements. I think such people have only got the peel of my writings. They have failed to realize the essence of my mission. I have written many books on the art of life. The Secret of Success is one of them. These books are important indeed. However, the essential and defining aspect of my work is about developing one's mind towards God-oriented thinking, i.e., developing a person's thinking to such an extent that he can realize God on a conscious level. Spiritual attachment to the Lord of the universe is the treasure comprising of all the achievements of this world and the hereafter. The purpose of my mission is to call people to God, to present Islamic teachings in the contemporary idiom, to remove the veil of misinterpretation over Islam, to inculcate God-oriented thinking in people, and to train people along the path of positive thinking. The main purpose of my mission is to call people to God, to present Islamic teachings in the contemporary idiom, to remove the veil of misinterpretation over Islam, to inculcate God-oriented thinking in people, to train people along the path of positive thinking, to introduce in people's thinking a greater realization of God and hereafter-oriented thinking, to initiate the journey of intellectual development among people. I aim to explain to the readers that in the matters of Islam, the true model to emulate is that of the Prophet Muhammad and his companions. If man could but know the hopeful circumstances of tomorrow, he would never lose heart over the unfortunate events of today. Those who discover my mission in this way can be said to have truly discovered my mission. As for those who did not discover these things in my mission, they have yet to make this discovery.